012 Tango Mobile.
N0TR Mobile.
Tom, you must be on your way to doctor's offices.
Alrighty, let me turn this radio down. And now Bernice is with me, and we're headed to the VA on the west side of town, and I think that's just a lab this morning.
Your first appointment must have been a very early one, and earlier than I make appointments for. Well, I'm on my way to the dentist office, so for my appointment. And then after that, I get to go play around outside for a while and do an inspection. And hopefully the rain will hold off enough that I can get it done before it starts raining again.
Good luck on that. There's not supposed to be near as much as what they were forecasting several days. Last night they was only saying about 8 tenths to 1/2, something like that. But not near as much, except in localized spots, I suppose. So that's good.
Weather prognosticator on everything says that I should expect rain around this area around 3 o'clock this afternoon, so I'll get to find out. And, of course, my church is working at the carpenter's table this weekend, which is this Saturday, which is the food bank we support. But anyway, let me see. I got a phone call coming in. Be right back. W2T.
Andrew, what's your
name? KD4FDI.
W2T on the road, on the radio again.
Andrew, TR down about Josie's here at Wade Hampton. Well, when I went up the hill there, the big hill, Rusty, and tried to turn out on 101 this morning, you could not get out on the highway. It was backed up from Lake Robbins or Lake Cunningham all the way to our street up there. And the guy in front of me was trying to get out on the road. He couldn't. And finally, another car behind me swooped around him and turned to the right. And I thought about that, and I thought, no, that's kind of illegal. So he finally made it out into the highway. Some nice person let him in. And so I went way up north to Gap Creek Road and then went around, went over to Highway 14. I still made it on time because I started early. But my appointment was for 8:15. Good thing I started early, I can tell you that.
It's not till 9:30 here this morning, so. And I just had a Porsche pull out in front of me, make a turn in front of me. He made a right turn onto the road. I was making a left turn on. And I'd like to know who people live out in my area that can afford one of those, because that's not a cheap car. Anyway, yeah, traffic has been screwy lately. And But coming back up out of Westminster yesterday, where I got tied up on the road where they were doing the paving and had to wait about 20 minutes before I could make my trip down the road. Coming back out, I was lucky. I got there and got to be the last person that they let through going the direction I was needing to go. And that made it so I didn't have to sit there and wait 20 minutes for the next group to be allowed through.
I had an ambulance go by me there, Rusty. Sorry about that. It's pretty bad, the traffic anymore, I'll tell you. But I've never seen it that way. Never. And that was to my civilian doctor, just for routine thing. I see him every 6 months. And then I got to go get this lab and see that other yahoo down here at the VA. Next week, you know, something like that. I'd have to look at the schedule. But it's just a lab today.
How about those? They'll have me scheduled for my labs. The third week of May, I think it is when my labs are scheduled for. And I'd have to go look at my schedule. And then my appointment to see the doctor is either the last week of May or the first week of June. I forgot which it is. I don't memorize that schedule. It just pops up on my screen and lets me know when I have to be where. So it is what it is. You're just not used to getting out that early to get caught in that traffic. That's what the problem was this morning.
We have I couldn't tolerate it. The nurse that took care of me this morning before the doctor come in said they moved. They lived up there in Blue Ridge, and they moved because of the traffic. That's kind of sad. Because when we moved out there, it was all pastures and cattle and horses. But Bell's houses, and they're advertising on TV wanting more to come in. I don't get it. Just in the last 13 years we've been here, it's really changed.
David, I moved out there where I am 46 years ago. And when I moved out there, that was in 1976, when I moved out there, there was a Christmas tree farm across from me. There were no houses on the other side of the road except up the road. If I turned out of my driveway and went left up the road that way, there was one house on the left and two small houses on the right just before you got to where you went over the interstate. And going the other way, there was one house. If I turned right out of my driveway, there was one very large house, which was up the property because it belonged to my wife's grandparents. And then up beyond them, there was one house, which was where her parents lived. And then you went down the road, oh, another block or so, and then on the left-hand side, there were three houses there. And that was it. Since then, there have been two subdivisions, a school, and a bunch of individual houses being built. And now I'm surrounded by at least five houses, and I found out the guy across up the road from me where one house was on the left, big house, they've sold off a bunch of the land, which included access to the lake, to somebody else building a house, and I could hear them out there working yesterday. Oh, I used to live out in the country, not anymore.
This has happened in the last two or three years. It hasn't been, you know, for... We moved down here way before this wave of... In fact, it was in a depression down here. There was... I don't know how many houses we looked at that were foreclosed on. But if you look at the job market today, it's really starting to catch up to them. It's getting pretty bad from what I heard on the regular local Fox News channel this morning. Thousands and thousands of layoffs around the country. So, you know what? I didn't vote for him.
What I'm trying to figure out is, with all these people being laid off on jobs, how is it that over here in this, where I live in this area, they're building lots and lots and lots of houses, and they're starting in the $200,000, $300,000, $400,000 range, and people are buying them. And I couldn't buy one like that today. In fact, I couldn't have bought one like that 20 years ago even.
It makes two of us. Yeah, it's BMW, I think. You got some other big companies here, too. But Biden's trying to shut off natural gas, so I don't know what that's going to do to the gas turbine industry down here. You don't want people using gas stoves or barbecues, even. And too much carbon monoxide or something from the... And they're the cleanest thing there is compared to coal. It would be natural gas and nuclear. Those are the two cleanest things out there. And he's trying to kill those too. So who knows where this is going to go. But I hope we get somebody else in there who's got a brain. Anyway, it's really a gloomy day out here, Rusty. And we're just... approaching Walmart and Aldi's down here in Taylor's now, headed west.
Well, I've arrived, and I need to get on inside and get signed in. I'll catch you later, Tom. N0TRW2T clear.
Have a good day, and nice talking to you this morning. Thanks for riding along, 73. This is N0TR clear.
AB4FCM.
Yeah, good morning.
It's midweek, huh? It's raining. Is it raining there?
Stopped, so I don't know. I guess it's supposed to continue the rest of the day, right?
A little low, then the heavy stuff comes in 11 to 1 today. Then Thursday night, Friday morning, is going to be a washout. It's going to be lots of rain. Not 4 inches now, just maybe 1 or 2 inches, much less than they originally said.
It's going to come down. Not about, I got a job in Simpsonville to do, but I hold off, I guess, because I don't want to drive all the way over there and start pouring rain on me, you know. But tomorrow's supposed to be dry, though, right?
Yeah, tomorrow's going to be a pretty day, yeah. Enjoy. Yeah, the garden will grow and this stuff, and the grass is going like crazy. I'm about to cut it again soon.
It's definitely popping off now. The little cooler temperatures are kind of helping it stay down a little bit, not grow quite as fast, but still, I know what you mean. So, but, yeah, I don't know. I guess I might be here at the house today if the weather is like this, which I'm not a big fan of, but I can't do much about it.
Yeah, zero turn so heavy, I'm sure you'd track up a yard, so I figured you couldn't work. Yeah, I'm doing plunge zeros all day. Then tonight is plunge zeros, you at 9, and low on patrol. Repeat, but I still watch the repeats, too.
So, yeah, I enjoy watching. I watched Cops the other day, and that was pretty good. I haven't seen that one in a long time, you know. The old 90s Cops that was on. But, yeah, I need to watch some of those shows. Just I used to watch a lot more TV. I just time to get home from work and kids, and I'm pretty pooped out. But they got a lot of good stuff out there. Do you ever watch the Alaskan shows, you know?
I see them all, but I haven't. I do Cops. I enjoy the Bad Boys. Bad Boys, that's good. And Jan, I don't like as much, but Cops and On Patrol, I guess, is my favorite. But today's the only day the Pawn Stars comes on all day. It's night 9. Never been seen before in use. So it's pretty neat.
Cut it out. That'd be really good to watch. I guess Rick's still over there, and Chumley. Chumley got arrested, I think. And then Rick's son, I forgot his name, but he's kind of heading things up now a little bit, isn't he?
Yeah, well, the old man died, but Chumley's still there. Rick and Chumley and Corey, they're all there.
And that's right. So, yeah, I saw it the other day that this guy came in with this Lamborghini. It's like a 2003 Lamborghini, and he was trying to sell it for like $105,000 or something like that. And Corey offered him, I think it was like $95,000, but he wouldn't go below $100,000, so they never ended up making a deal.
I saw that one. Yeah, that was neat. Yeah, people go for the sky when they first come in. Then they go back and forth and finally find some medium.
This guy had this samurai sword, and he thought he was going to make like $1 million off of it, and of course they take the handle off and they see if it's actual, you know, if it's actually authentic or reproduction. And the guy, the expert, came in and took the handle off and saw that it was made in China a few years ago. So instead of being worth like $1 million, it was worth like maybe $200.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of those. Like, it's really good. They said, nope, they asked you or something. Yeah, I saw that one too, where Mr. Miyagi, but he comes in and bumps his fist and gets a handle off, and sometimes they're signed by some great person and they throw home runs.
And that, oh man. But good stuff, good TV. They got a lot of good shows on now, so that's great. So what else you got going on today? Just hanging out, huh?
Yeah, I get the eggs munched twice, that's it, with the rain. It's too slick, and I was afraid this morning. I was out there 6 in the morning letting the chickens out, and the mud was slick as could be. I nearly fell, but made it back okay.
Yeah, but yesterday I was cutting this lady's yard, and after I finished cutting, I was weed eating and everything, and there's a spot there where it was just really, really slick, and like extra water and stuff, and I completely lost my footing and landed on my butt before I knew it, but couldn't find out. She had a water leak right there at the water main, and so I told her about it. So told her she needed to call Greenville Water, and she did, and they're going to pay for it and stuff, so that was good.
Work, because I can use a lot of water. Yeah, the hill down there has got a muddy slope, but when it gets wet, it's like a sliding board, and my feet go every which way.
Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know if I told you, we planted a garden here. We had to, just a small one, but we had to put it up near the pool up there, because that's the only place that really gets enough sun, and then with the drainage, too, we didn't want to put it at the bottom of the hill, and all that water kind of just come down and stay all foggy, you know, so, but we got pumpkin seeds, watermelon, and carrots.
I hope you grow with John, grows beautiful watermelons, but mine never make, but He gets some huge ones. It's sweet, so sweet. So I hope they work for you. Kids will love the carriage. They're fun to pull. Katie for FDI and W for FCM.
And we're so small, but I put like quite a few per hole. So hopefully everything comes up. I haven't done a garden in a long time, so it was fun and they had a good time going out there and trying that stuff. So that's good.
And the carriage sees a wind, but usually blows them out of my hand. They're just like this tiny, tiny ear, right? Yeah, it's hard to space them, but need a little space so they can plump up. If they're too close together, they just make little teeny roots about a millimeter big or something, or a centimeter.
Actually put a few seeds right together, so I hope they still come up. Maybe I did it wrong, but we'll see. So, yeah, the Angela and the kids found a little kitten the other day in the neighborhood. And we took it in and stuff, tried to feed it, and you know, got a litter box and stuff like that. But then she took it to the Pickens Humane Society, and they said that somebody wanted to adopt it, so they found somebody to adopt a little kitten. But I think the next day they saw the mom in the woods or something looking for the baby. But oh well, she's adopted now.
He probably has better life than coyote meat, so how about that? Sweet of you. And another sweeter little kitten. Is the tail of the cat still hanging around? That'd be for FCM.
Because one of the big ones is called Gray. He's just a big old tomcat. And then Isabella's the female, but I think they're related. But yeah, they hang out. They're pretty cool cats. You know, we feed them all the time, so I think the neighbor up the road feeds them too. But they got free range. I mean, they love it around here. It's just they hunt little small rodents and animals too. And you know, they wouldn't be good inside. They would just get restless and everything. They're very much outdoor cats. But so yeah, they're just chilling usually on the back porch. That's where they sleep. So one of the chairs out there.
They got a good thing going, they know that, so they're not going to be anywhere soon. W4FCM for ID.
So they got it good. So, well, all right, well, I won't keep you. I'll figure out what I'm doing today and hopefully get do something here. And when it rains like this, kind of throws off my game a little bit, but I got to figure it out. So, all right, Ed, nice talking to you. Have a great day. W4FCM, KD4FDI.
Hey, love you, and always good to hear you. Look forward to it each morning. KD4FDI, W4FCM, sign.